Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Barb Pello, and I'm a group director at InfoTrend, and I'm delighted that you could join us today for a webinar titled, What the Heck is a Marketing Technologist? Before we get started, let me take a second to point out the Tips for Attendee widget on your console. It's the blue one with the wrench on it. If you missed the tech tips video that we played leading up to the webinar, you can always click on this widget for more information. Now, just a quick set of messages. What we know today is that technology is at the heart of effective marketing. The technologies on the horizon are changing the game for consumers as well as the media channels, brands, and retailers trying to reach them. You've got things like mobile devices and wearables and proximity marketing and demands for seamless and relevant cross-platform communication, and those are rapidly becoming marketing essentials. Today's marketers have a myriad of software solutions that are designed to overcome a lot of the challenges, including automating routine marketing tasks, gathering data to target customers more precisely, and expanding the channels of communication and simplifying the distribution of marketing materials. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by what I categorize as two of the best experts in the field relative to talking about what the roles, responsibilities of a marketing technologist are and why they're so important in organizations. I'm joined by Liz Miller, and Liz Miller is part of the CMO Council, and she's the Vice President of Programs and Operations, and John Sisson, who's the Chief Strategy Officer at Universal Wild. Now, during the webinar, you're going to get a perspective on the roles, responsibilities, and importance of what we categorize as a new position, the Chief Marketing Technologist. You're going to hear about the benefits to your business. You're going to hear about what the roles and responsibilities are for the candidates that fill that position. And we'll hear a little discussion on the implementation of some of these emerging marketing technologies. What I'm going to do initially, just take a minute to talk about what's happening with marketing technology. Then what you'll get is a perspective from the CMO Council from Liz Miller. John's going to talk to you about how they make this work at Universal Wild, and I'll wrap up with a few recommendations and conclusions. Please key in using the Q&A tab all the questions that you have during the course of the webinar, and we'll respond to them as they come out or come in. Now, last July, there was a great article published in the Harvard Business Review, and it was authored by Scott Brinker, Chief Technology Officer at Ion Interactive, and Laura McClellan, who's the Vice President of Research at Gartner. And it was titled The Rise of the Marketing Technologist. I thought it was a very, very thought-provoking piece, and regardless of the industry you're in, made you think about organizational structure and requirements for business success with a lot of these new and emerging technologies. Marketing is rapidly becoming one of the very most technology-dependent functions in business. In 2012, research firm Gartner Group predicted that by 2017, a company's chief marketing officer would spend more on technology than its chief information officer. That often quoted statistic seems more credible every day. Now, historically, organizations had engineers and programmers, and they were technicians, and then they had marketing executives, and those folks had skills and ideas relative to how to reach customers. Well, technology has changed all of this and is driving a new position across all organizations, and it's that tech-savvy marketer. It's a new type of executive that's at the center of the transformation. And regardless of what you call it, the executive is part strategist, part creative director, part technology leader, and part teacher for the organization. Although they have an array of titles, they really have a very common job. It's aligning marketing technology with business goals. It's serving as that liaison to IT. And it's evaluating and choosing which technology partners will, in fact, work for the organization. Again, those best CMTs set a technology vision for marketing. They champion things like greater experimentation and more agile management of a function's capability. They're change agents, and they really work to create a competitive advantage by blending marketing and technology. And I think what you've got to take a look at is the challenge. What you've got is that software is at the center of everything today. It's really how marketing identifies and reaches customers in a digital world. What Brinker said in the article is that basically tools abound. There's analytics software out there that affect our perception. There's tools to automate marketing that affects the overall marketing process. You've got social media tools that impact your overall engagement strategy. There are marketing apps that affect customer touch points. And then there's CRM tools that by definition handle the relationship. One of my favorite charts is this next one that Scott Brinker actually put together. And basically, what he did is he showed the marketing technology landscape. As with a rise in digital budgets, and you're seeing a lot more money spent on digital marketing, there's a migration of spending from traditional to digital media. A Gartner study found that 67% of marketing departments plan to increase their spending on technology-related activities over the next 2 years. Now, Brinker said the challenge for effectively managing all this technology is daunting. According to Brinker, and this is his 2015 edition of the Marketing Technology Landscape, there were 1,876 vendors across 43 categories. Think about this for just a minute. The number of vendors nearly doubled from last year's edition, which charted 947 companies. And so what you're seeing is new entrants, as well as Brinker indicates, some additional research on his part. And the offerings range from CRM to content management and marketing automation, specialized functions, solutions for social media, and customer-facing apps. And what you're seeing is that relationships with agencies and service providers now need to include technical interfaces for the exchange of things like integration of code and data. The software projects to develop unique customer experiences are incredible and are proliferating under this marketing umbrella. One of my other favorite quotes is from Adweek, and it was an article that was written there, and it says, you know, CMOs are preparing to grow to 75% of the marketing budget. Now, all that being said, the simple message is that given the complexity of all of these trends, the tools, the interfaces, the need to understand both strategy and technology, it really is time for the marketing technology. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to Liz Miller, and Liz is going to give you some perspective as well as some results of study work they've done at the CMO Council that talk about why technology is at the heart of everything. So with that as a backdrop, take it away, Liz.
Oh, thanks, Barb. It's great to be on the line with you today. And thanks for everyone who's joining us live. For those of you on demand, thank you for being here. So when we start talking about marketing and technology, I also like to say that we're kind of talking about going on a mystical hunt for unicorns. And I'll explain that to you a little bit, but I tend to want to start with kind of who the heck is the CMO Council. So the Chief Marketing Officer Council is an organization that represents about 8,500 senior corporate side marketing executives around the globe. So we're about 110 countries at this point, 7 regional advisory boards, our largest being here in North America, but reaching all the way across Asia Pacific, Middle East, North Africa, as well as in Europe and Latin America. When we looked across all of our members and we started just tallying up from some of these brands where they probably were in their marketing spend, we're probably looking about a membership base controlling about $450 billion in annual marketing spend. And as far as our surveys and our reach, as far as our content, we've got a group of about 65,000 marketing executives that are syndicating and engaging with our content and are taking part in our surveys. So some of the data that I'm going to share with you actually comes directly from those voices. So without further ado, Barb has already kind of shared a little bit about what has happened in the past 5 years when we start to talk about what marketers are feeling when it comes to technology. And if you ever really want to see something just really amusing, take a marketer into a server room and just let them loose, because there is this sense of, oh, God. It's a little bit of dread that's happening. And where this dread and where this kind of marketing anxiety is coming from is exactly the statistic that Barb brought up earlier here. In 2012, in a blog post, it was stated that by 2017, the CMO will spend more on IT than the CIO. In that same year, Facebook spent, I think it was about $1 billion on IT infrastructure, and didn't even spend a fraction of that on marketing. So when I talk to CMOs around the world and we throw out these numbers, you start to get cheers, because I think every marketer would love to have a little piece of that CapEx budget, right? But the reality is what we're talking about here when it comes to IT is not all of your voice over IP system phones, all of your computers, all the things that kind of make the engine of an organization work. It's not the server room. What we're talking about here is customer-facing and engagement technologies. And that's where we're seeing the CMO really begin to be the decision maker, if not the chief influencer in this. According to our own State of Marketing study, it's a study we do every year, 59% of CMOs actually foresee in the next year that they will be taking on a digital marketing makeover as their primary transformational project for the year to come. This is a really big thing, because this means we're actively going and overhauling the systems, the tools, and the technologies that actually enable our customer experiences and engagements. 39% of CMOs say that marketing budgets are equal to about 3 to 6% of revenue. So I give you this number just kind of as a grounding point. So, you know, we're thinking 3 to 6% of their total sales and revenue is what we're spending on marketing these days. And about 49% of CMOs expect to spend between 10 and 20% of their budget on digital automation or technology. Okay, that is a lot of money. It's a lot of money we're beginning to spend on digital and on technology. So what this leads to is the need for what I like to call unlikely animal friendships. For those of you out there who have seen those videos, the calendars, any of the cartoons where it's like the lion who's gently hugging the bunny rabbit, it's kind of what the CMO has to go out there and do right now, right? Because of this influx of technology, because of our dependency on using technology and leveraging technological tools and leveraging the IT team to get these things in place, running, humming with the rest of the system, we are having to become unlikely animal friends with none other than the CIO. We did a study where we actually asked both CMOs and CIOs what was happening with the onset and this dawn of marketing technology and the rise of marketing technology in the organization. And 41% of marketers and 39% of IT executives believe that they are absolutely aligned with one another. So at the very top ranks, that CMO, CIO, we're beginning to get the sense that we're actually beginning to run in pace with one another. We also found that about 40% of marketers and 51% of IT executives say that data is critical to creating a customer-centric enterprise, right? So this data, the stuff that is going through all of our technology, is absolutely at the core of our organizations being this new breed of customer-centric enterprise. It's that new focus all of our organizations want to take, right? We're no longer these giant push machines going out and trying to conquer large swaths of customers. Now we want to embrace our customers.
Liz, I do have a real quick question for you before
Barb.
Get too far. One of the folks said clearly more than half of marketers and IT executives, given the statistic you just presented, are not aligned.
Right.
What strategies do you recommend for that marketer to get aligned with IT?
Well, you know, a lot of it comes down to getting on the same page with language. I know that sounds really, really simple, But the reality is that one of the reasons, and when we looked at that 50% that was not aligned and those groups where there was friction between marketing and IT, a lot of it came down to not being able to be on the same page with language, not being on the same page with priorities, or simply not knowing what the other person needed, not understanding what was in the other person's wheelhouse. So it does take a lot of listening and it takes a lot of understanding, but it takes the business acumen to realize that this is all about the customer and it's all about the revenue. So we have to go in and start having those conversations where we're asking about priorities and trying to put the customer-focused and revenue-generating programs at the center of that priority list and moving forward from there. What I will tell you is that data, that kind of the 41 and the lower ranking there, the reason why I get so excited that the IC see those numbers as high is about 4 years ago we did our first view. It must be about 5 years ago at this point. We did our first look into what was happening between the CMO and the CIO, and that became a battleground over the website. And even fewer marketers and IT executives were aligned at that point. In fact, everyone was fighting over authority, and everyone was fighting over title and territory. So the fact that more marketers and more CMOs and CIOs are aligned today than they were several years ago, I see that as actually a good thing.
Okay, great.
Right.
Now, can I ask one other question?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a comment in, and it said, my IT department cares more about security than driving revenue. What do I do?
Start caring about security. Because in reality, security will also help you drive revenue. And here's why I say that. And I think oftentimes marketers are very, very quick to discount why IT is so worried about security. So let me share with you the anecdote, and this is all public, so you can Google it yourselves. When Target was hit with the breach 2 years ago over the holidays, their revenue in the next two quarters declined sharply. In fact, many people in the C-suite lost their jobs. That breach directly related to a loss of brand trust, where customers were actively making the decision not to do business with that brand because of a loss of security and the loss of data. Okay, so it's very easy to discount how important security and that trust in our brand is, but the reality is, as a marketer, go in and ask IT, hey, listen, I'm really worried about the trust, you know, my customers' trust in my brand. That's part and the core of what our brand value is. What can I be doing to help? And here's what I need from you to communicate why we are a brand that people can trust. Data security, that's gonna, you know, and infrastructure security, that's very soon gonna be a massive corporate battleground, and it's absolutely gonna be a C-suite discussion. So as a C-level marketer, get involved in the discussion. I think that what the person who asked the question is feeling is that friction over priorities, right? We have the priority of getting campaigns out because in our world, campaigns lead to revenue. In IT has that pain of securing our data and our infrastructure because secure data, secure infrastructure leads to security and revenue. At the end of the day, we're both looking to create great experiences for our customers, one through being highly secure, one through creating great campaigns. We've got to start having conversations where all of those things begin to align, and we can begin to have clarity and transparency in what activities are going to gain that type of priority.
Great. Thanks, Liz.
Okay. And I think that kind of flows nicely into what we're talking about here, which is, you know, when we start to talk about this gap in conversation, and when you talk about kind of security, and when you talk about revenue and campaigns, you know, this data is exactly what we're talking about, right? So 45% of marketers and 32% of IT say that customer centricity means something completely different to the other person. Right, so we're using the same words, but we have completely different definitions of what those words mean. So part of what we're looking to do is get on the same page with how we get to customer centricity, right? Is it through security? Is it through that infrastructure? Or is it through those campaigns that talk about how secure and how trustworthy and what value is? The reality of what is going to bring these two numbers together, because this is pretty surprising, you know, I mean, people are basically admitting they don't know how to talk to each other. What's going to bring that together is what I like to call a very, very special unicorn, right? And so what I'm talking about when we have to go trap that unicorn, what we need to trap here is someone, that very, very special unicorn, who can actually speak both languages exceptionally well, okay? So why do we need to? If you remember back to those original dollar figures I was giving you, let's kind of add this out a little bit. If we're talking about an organization with revenue of $1 billion and we're using a 3% of revenue is what our marketing budget is, we're looking at a $30 million budget, right? And if we're going to spend 10% of that on just marketing technology, we're looking at $3 million that we could be throwing down the drain because we haven't found a unicorn. Right, so that's what this boils down to. Why, or how, what's the proof of what you were not quite getting there yet? We did a study where we actually spoke with marketing executives around their marketing technology strategies and their marketing technology stack. And Barb, you and I have known each other for a long time now. When you and I first met, who would have thought we'd be having conversations about the marketing technology stack, right? But when we talk about the MarTech stack, 67% of marketers say that new marketing technologies are essential or very important to overall performance and effectiveness. We have a keen understanding that the technologies that we're implementing, the automation solutions that we're bringing into our organization, are propelling our effectiveness and our performance towards revenue, towards profitability. That's what's moving us forward. But here's the challenge. 54% of marketers, of senior marketers, do not have or are just developing or, quite frankly, don't know if they have a formal marketing technology strategy. So that $3 million we were talking about earlier, that's like taking a giant bowl of pasta and throwing it up against a wall, hoping to God something sticks, right? We are buying things hoping it solves problems. We're buying Band-Aids, and we've got a lot of them across the organization right now. 44% are really actively trying to better align marketing technology strategies to business goals. But the reality here is that only 16% actually believe that their MarTech strategy is already highly aligned to business goals. So again, we're not looking at aligning where and how we're buying and acquiring technology, what we're implementing, where we're implementing it, and aligning those with the business goals that we have. We're doing what frustrates our IT partners more than anything else that we do. We are chasing after shiny toys and implementing Band-Aids because we can, right? 49%, so just under half of the marketers we spoke with, are working on, or quite not, my favorite was, is they're just not quite sure if they have. They're are working on getting more from their marketing technology investments, right? They want to try to get more dollars, but they also want to try to get more out of what they've already invested in. Because right now, they are just not sure if they're getting the value that they thought they were going to get out of the technologies they were going to buy. So just imagine that. 50% of us on this call today are probably sitting there thinking about technologies that we have bought within the last year, and we don't know, or we're trying to get more value out of what we've already purchased. When we start to think about what the biggest challenges are, and there are a lot, and I don't want to understate kind of how what those challenges when it comes to marketing technology really are, but the top that our marketers shared with us is that the number one challenge is integrating and centralizing what is increasingly a fragmented data set. Not only are we looking at fragmented data across the marketing organization, because if those of you can sync into your own organizations, you know, we got email data, social data, campaign data, web data. We've fragmented our own marketing data set so much that we're trying to integrate that while also trying to pull in all this data from across the organization. So the minute someone says, financial or transactional data, our heads kind of explode a little bit. The second greatest challenge that we're dealing with, it's really tied, is that figuring out what to select and how to integrate it. So in a world of so many different tools that are available, what do we actually need to go get? And then having the right talent and resources to be able to run those applications. So again, finding the unicorn is a really big challenge. Prioritizing and selecting the right solutions also tends to be a big issue because, again, in a world where so much is out there, it's really hard to understand what the most important thing is and what's going to get us the most value. And I think 39%, I think this is the most interesting, is that people who are struggling with making a business case for marketing technology spend. And when you're thinking about this one, think back to that slide I showed you guys earlier that said we're not really sure if we're getting any value out of our existing spend. This is one of the major reasons why we're having a hard time making a business case for future spend. And I think that, I think what's also interesting, and it should not be discounted, although I really only wanted to put five up here, I thought these last two were really important, dealing with the choice and just the complexity of channel explosion. Every single day, our jobs as marketers and our world as marketing executives gets more complex. There seems to be a new way our customers are engaging, not just with us, but with each other while they're talking about us. There seems to be new ways that people can engage, and we're even bringing back old ways for people to engage. The other day I saw an ad for, some augmented reality, enhanced reality print. So, print is back, folks. But I think that the reality of what we're facing here is that no channel, even if we predicted that it was going to be dead, is actually dead. So we're dealing with this channel explosion and trying to figure out how to get it. And what all of that really means and what that, all of that really says is that we are looking for a hero. We're looking for someone who's going to come in and try to make sense of all of this madness. And that is the answer, a very long-winded answer, I will admit, to what the heck is a marketing technologist. So when we begin to outline and we begin to identify what in the world a marketing technologist is, I tend to look at these five things, right? It's someone who's defining the business requirements of marketing technology investments and is setting the stage for a marketing technology strategy that isn't just a strategy, but is actually a strategy that aligns to business goals. Right? This person, this hero, is going to be the liaison between the IT organization and marketing. It's going to be that person who not only speaks geek, but also speaks art and cool, who understands the difference and the realities between those two functions. It's someone who's actually going to work with the C-suite to find a technology value and the measures of success. A lot of people, when they hear me say this, will then ask, well, is there going to be a chief marketing technologist? And my answer is typically no. There probably are going to be them. Should there be? That's the big question. It probably will end up being more title without any territory. But this marketing technologist absolutely has to be that cog that is helping define the value in creating real measures that tie back to business goals and tie back to revenue. This person's going to be a champion of automation, but automation for a cause, not just for the sake of automation. And is this person's going to be a fanboy or a fangirl of analytics, right? If people who are looking at customer intelligence and insight is looking for someone to be on their side or in their corner, it has got to be the marketing technologist. So, Barb, with that, I don't know if you have any more questions for me, but gosh darn it, I'm done.
I have a couple more questions for you, so there you go.
Okay.
So let me ask, you mentioned, being able to talk the terminology with an IT executive. How do you, if I'm a marketing guy and I have a creative brain versus a technical brain, where do I go to get started in terms of that level of communication?
Honestly, I think it just goes back to human relationships, right? I think that we've all tried to figure out how we can automate so much we've kind of forgotten that the joy of the human relationship. Go in and ask. Honestly, I mean, I can tell you, me personally, I have done that. I have gone into our IT director that runs our own IT infrastructure, and I've just sat in his office and said, can you help me understand what some of these things mean? I don't want to take over your job, that you've got great skills or expertise, but here's what I'm trying to do. Can we brainstorm on a way to get there together? I think that far too often we want to march in, and this is human nature. We want to march in and just say, this is what I want, go get me this, right? And what is so frustrating for IT, and what was so interesting in our study that we did between both CMOs and CIOs, was that the number one complaint that CIOs had was they were being treated like they were order takers. You know, CMOs were walking in and just saying, go get me a CRM system, you know, and then walking out, or I need a social listening platform, and then marching out. And the CIO was like, okay, but, you know, and one, I will never forget one interview we did, because one CIO said, you know, listen, when you come in and bark out your order like I'm a short order cook, just once, I'd like you to ask the server what the specials are today or what they'd recommend. Right? Because it's the difference between saying, go get me a marketing automation platform versus, you know what, we're really trying to find a way to have better engagements and personalize with our customers, and I've just got to find a way to start treating individual people like individual people. Have you heard of anything out there that can do this? What can our systems do? Do we have anything that we've already bought in a different part of the organization that might be able to do this? And if not, what can you and I define together that will actually get our goals done? Right? So instead of going in and thinking like we know, because a lot of times the reality is we don't, go in and start with the strategy first and what your goals are first, and brainstorm what those technology platforms and those solutions need to be as you're building out those strategies and as you're building them out to business goals.
Great. Now I have one other quick question before I turn it to John.
Yeah.
And one of the things that one of the folks asked was, he said, you know, there's a delay, obviously, in the acceptance of this concept of our marketing technology. Is it because in today's market there's a gap between implementation of a campaign and the ability to communicate return on investment?
I think it actually goes a little bit deeper than that, to be honest with you. I think that we're still leading a lot of marketing organizations at the functional level in campaign brain, where we think about marketing from campaign to campaign to campaign. We're not looking at a holistic customer experience, right? So when we talk about marketing, what we're actually talking about is a series of randomly and loosely connected campaigns that we want to try to figure out how to automate, and then we're going to report back in campaign metrics, right? But that's not what our C-suite, and it's not even what our CMO is looking for. We're looking at revenue, experience, engagement. We're looking at these really large, big words that are all driving back to revenue, yet we're still going back with likes, clicks, and views. So the reality here is that where the marketing technologist is beginning to fit in and is that it's the position that's being asked to somehow link those two things together, right? There's a sense in the C-suite that there has to be more. There has to be more than you coming and telling me that it drove so many page views or that an email campaign drove this, right? There's got to be more that connects it all together. And so the marketing technologist, the hope is for many people, is that they begin to start looking at that holistic customer experience and tying all these campaigns and single point automation solutions together. The reality is that whether we are doing this through technology or whether it's back in the day with print, whether it's back in the day with phone calls, whatever it is, unfortunately, marketing has a legacy of engaging in random acts of marketing, right? We just kind of go out, we try it, we go do it, we hope to God it works, and then we have started to create more digital metrics around why it worked, and we're looking in the rearview mirror to substantiate why we did what we did. The hope is that the marketing technologist will be able to help us look forward. The reality is that we can hire 19 million marketing technologists, but if we're still looking in the rearview mirror and we're still just engaging in a series of loosely connected and randomly engaged campaigns, no marketing technologist is going to be able to help us.
Gotcha. Well, thanks, Liz. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn over to John Sisson. And John is the Chief Strategy Officer at Universal Wild, and he's the president of the Wild Agency. And what I would tell you is that I've known John for a number of years, and I think he's probably fitting into that role as a marketing technologist. So with that, I'm going to turn over to John and let him get started. John, take it away.
Okay. Well, thanks, Barb, and thank you for having me. And Liz, that was awesome. I now know that the part of at least what I do every day is hunt unicorns, which is good. I'm going to spend the next little while just giving a brief introduction of Universal Wild and the Wild Agency, and then I think it's important to take a little bit of a step back and talk about why this is important, why technology within the marketing sphere is important. Then cover just a few of the emerging technologies and a little bit about what my role is and the things that we've done as a company, and just as importantly, the things that we do for our clients, because in the marketing service provider space, our job really is to support our clients as they go through these same struggles of adopting technology to help in the marketing area. So Universal Wild is really a technology-enabled, data-driven marketing communications company, which is somewhat of a mouthful. But basically, we like to say we're helping our clients with their marketing from thought to distribution. So the thought part is through a full-service agency, which I'm going to talk about in a second, and then any of the ways in which marketing materials are going to be distributed, be that electronic, through print, mail, fulfillment, et cetera. It's full service, so we pretty much take it soup to nuts with some of our own technology for having a platform to deliver personalized messages across any channel. The agency is unique from the standpoint of really putting the lens of the science of human behavior on top of whatever channel a client might be communicating through. So we have to recognize that independent of technology and independent of channel, our customers and our customers' customers make decisions for a particular reason, and our job really in marketing is to get them to act and to get them to act in a way that, you know, helps them engage, buy, participate, stay, et cetera. And we employ the science of human behavior, which is sort of a proven set of techniques for getting people to act. And I'm going to talk about that at the very end when I get into a few of the recommendations, because we really use this not just for the tactics of marketing, but also the strategy. And I think as people listening in want to figure out what they should do from a marketing technology perspective, there's some basic fundamental things that that might be helpful. So I think I'd like to step back to the why, and I guess in my role, part of what I really am charged with doing is trying to figure out the strategy and so forth, and I try to put that in terms of not just the marketing side, but also the technology side, and maybe the third piece is the cost side. So stealing a slide from Miller Hyman, which is a sales training program that we as an organization have been through, there's really a need to align the selling process with the buying process, because when you don't, it can be a very expensive proposition. And in fact, sales in general is an expensive proposition, because you've got lots of people and they're making phone calls or however they're connecting with folks. And marketing's job is really to make it so that the sales process is as efficient as it possibly can be. So we're not trying to close when the person who's buying is just in the process of trying to evaluate where they are, because that is the formula for nothing happening and probably more importantly, really just irritating the client. So what has changed from a why perspective is what Google calls the zero moment of truth. So I'll throw out the statistic of 57%, and I heard just today that in the financial market, maybe it's more like 67% instead of 57. But this is how far the average buyer is through the purchasing decision process before they engage sales. So marketing's job really is to make sure that that journey that they're taking prior to engaging with sales is something that is going to lead to the appropriate results, because if two-thirds of that journey is forming opinions, learning about specifications, building requirements, and then being in a position to narrow down their options, you definitely want to be in a position from a marketing perspective, and I would argue the only way to do that is through some level of automation, to be at the right point when that person is really ready for a salesperson to make the call and say, are you interested? And the problem is that a lot of times people come with hardened expectations about what they want out of a supplier, and that hasn't been because of what you've done. It's because of the research they've done. So, again, marketing's job is to make sure that after that research, that hardened opinion is one that's obviously positive towards your organization, whatever it is that you happen to be selling. And I would make the argument, I know that was a question they asked earlier about how you collaborate with IT, and I absolutely agree with what Liz said, but I would also add that if we're aligned in goals between the IT organization and the marketing organization, that the growth of revenue for the organization is really what you're after, while doing it in the most efficient way, then you can get a lot more collaboration between the IT organization and the marketing organization. Because in the end, our customers have an expectation that they're going to have a personal experience with your brand. They want to set their own communication preferences. They want whatever the messaging to be streamlined and consistent. And they want to be recognized no matter how they interact with you. So whether it's calling or logging on or seeing you in social media, they're looking for a consistent experience. And this is really very hard to achieve without some level of technology implementation. And I put what's in it for them, because really your customers are not interested in you. They're interested in themselves. They're interested in what's in it for them, and whatever your value proposition is needs to come across in any channel and in as personalized way as possible. And, again, the comparison between marketing and sales, marketing can do that for hundreds of thousands of people at a time. Sales can only really do that one at a time. So there's an efficiency component associated with this. So Barb actually had this up here, and I was going to mention Moore's Law about the doubling, but I think it's 1,876 vendors, something like that, in 43 categories. How the heck does a marketer make sense of all this stuff? And, in fact, there's an organization called the Luma Partners that sort of painstakingly compiled sector landscapes, and I purposely made this as small as possible so that no one will be able to interpret it, but this is something you can find online. And it basically talks about the different types of media, whether that be display or search or video or mobile or social or e-commerce or gaming and so forth. There is just a ton of stuff out there. And, in fact, every one of us really needs to leverage our own digital transit map. This is something that was produced by Gartner. And I think when I think about the job that I do and how I translate these diagrams into things that work for us, I start with at the beginning of the why. And then I think my job is one to sort of understand from our own perspective how to put a strategy together that makes this happen. So I actually, Barb, I don't know if you can see that slide. It doesn't appear to be.
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay. So so for us, and this is now for us, although we would do the same thing for our clients, we start with the core, and in our case that includes a lot of different things. And by the way, we do take data seriously from a measurement perspective because, you need to be able to measure and prove the case that that what you're doing from a marketing perspective is working. And strategically look at the related technologies. And unfortunately, my screen is blank, so I can't tell what you're looking at. But go ahead.
It's all there, John. It's the adjacent related technologies are there. Okay. Yeah.
Good. So the things that we focus on as an organization are mobile, social, marketing automation, analytics, and research. And it's not that the other things that we might investigate aren't relevant to our business, but There's only so much time in the day. You do have to set priorities. The IT organization is going to set priorities. You have a budget. It's got to fit within that realm. And then related to that is going to be all sorts of things like branding and media and so forth. And our perspective is, for us at any rate, that what do we as an organization, or what are we as an organization, going to bring to our customers through the use of this technology? And that is strategy and planning, creative user experience, analytics and measurement, and then optimization. And all of these things form the strategy for how we approach marketing and how we approach technology. So from the standpoint of how to go about doing it, it's understanding who you are, understanding who you serve from a client perspective, and then trying to apply the right process to analyzing where you should go with technology. I should also say that I think it was mentioned earlier, we believe strongly that we can possibly do everything ourselves. And so although we may implement marketing automation and CRM, there are things that we will partner with people on because we feel like they're going to bring something better or more efficient to the party and going to provide a better solution to our customers. So talk a little bit about what it takes from a staffing perspective. So on staff, we really focus on marketing strategy. So this is a group of people that has strategic thinking as part of their experience. They understand our clients' market. They understand our clients' business. You can't possibly make recommendations or dive into technology unless you understand where you are and where you're headed. We have to have a group of folks from a sort of the director of digital who have broad technical expertise. I don't know every piece of software that's out there. I need to rely on a team of people who comes from different backgrounds. It's a diverse group that are going to be able to figure out how to align the business goals with the technology vision. And in every case, other than potentially with that developer at the bottom of the list, client experience should be the top bullet everywhere, because if you can't listen to the client and understand sort of what their needs are, then you can deploy all the technology in the world and it's going to be completely ineffective. And then I guess part of my role is really to set the technology vision and be a change agent, because you do have to evangelize the changes that are necessary to become or to marry up the marketing with the technology. And I don't want to leave the developers out, because we have a great team that is doing the integration and helping deploy platforms and doing the customization for the types of things that we need to do for our clients. So just a little bit about recommendations. I think I've said it probably more than once. Liz did a great job of talking about defining business requirements and creating that connection between IT and marketing and then championing automation. But my first recommendation is to really know where you are. I found the cheesiest version of a spectrum that I can. There is clearly a spectrum for all organizations about how technology savvy you are, what you do from a marketing perspective, and this is for us and our clients. And understanding where you are, you know, if you have hundreds of legacy systems, it could be very, very good, or it could be an incredible challenge as you migrate to things that you have to find integration points for. But understanding this is going to be key to the following decisions that you make. And then I think just as importantly is to put together a strategy, because I think Liz mentioned it. There are plenty of people who have deployed marketing automation, and then they are not using it. And so it's a big expense, both from the standpoint of software, but then from a deployment perspective. And if you're not going to take advantage of it through the types of things like moving people through the funnel and progressive profiling and building personas and so forth, then you've just wasted a lot of time and money. And this is a quote from Bill Gates that, you know, if you any technology used in a business that has automation applied to an inefficient operation is not going to go anywhere. And then, as I said, and this is a quote from Serious Decisions, 85% of B2B marketers who were using marketing automation platforms in 2014 felt that they were not using them to their full potential, and I absolutely see that on a daily basis. Back to what I said about sort of the lens that we put on marketing from an agency perspective. I would encourage any organization to go through the process of developing a customer journey map. This is something that we did for one of our clients. And really, this is trying to gain an understanding pre-technology deployment of how your customers interact with you and where it makes sense to insert marketing to either change the dynamic, improve the dynamic, or at least maintain engagement. And this is a process that you can go through and really understand where are my clients, where are my customers, how do I insert some marketing effort here, not in an episodic campaign, as Liz was talking about earlier, but in a continuum, and how can I leverage technology to make that happen. So with that, I will also say thank you very much. And Barb, I don't know if there are any questions.
I got lots of questions for you, John. So let me kind of go back. You have some people, obviously, on your staff that have that marketing technologist orientation. The question is, what kind of skills do you look for? And describe what that person, that ideal person, would look like in terms of, is it an IT professional who's learned marketing? Do they have graphic skills? Do they have data skills? Where are you sourcing those guys, and what do they look like?
Yeah, for us, it's the opposite. It's marketing in the modern world. So we're sourcing it from those marketers who grew up in the last 10 or 15 years instead of the ones that grew up in the last 30 or 40 years, because you almost can't be a marketer today without gaining some expertise in all of the technology that's out there, particularly in the last decade. The explosion of folks who entered the marketing field at that time is really the source of talent that we try to tap. So it's definitely a younger crowd, but ones that understand marketing and then understand how to apply technology to drive some success with marketing.
Okay, and this is a question directed at Liz, but of the CMO council members, what percent do you think are putting in this position or have it already?
You know, that we don't have. I wouldn't even be able to guess on that, I'll be honest with you. I can tell you anecdotally that we're hearing a lot. But we're hearing a combination of things, and we're not necessarily hearing that this role per se as a marketing technologist is being created, but what we're also hearing is kind of resource sharing. So it's the IT person who reports into the IT organization but sits in marketing, and that person is usually best suited if it's someone who can kind of speak both language sets. But I think that, you know, I think that, to John's point, I think that the reality is that if we are going to look 5 years down the road, if we're really going to be honest about who is going to be a marketer 5 years from now, all marketers are going to have to be marketing technologists to some degree, because we have to have all of that in our wheelhouse. You know, we're not dealing with a business ecosystem anymore where we get to be one thing or the other. We've got to be a little bit of everything, and we're going to have people who specialize in insights and analytics, and we're going to have people who specialize in content and creative, but we're all going to have a little bit of marketing technologist in us.
Okay. And, John, this one's for you. If I look like I've got the title of marketing technologist, and you do a lot of that kind of work, what does a day look like for a marketing technologist? What functions would they be doing in an average day? If there is an average day.
There's no average day. So I think there's probably every day there's a lot of listening from the standpoint of keeping on top of what's out there. It doesn't mean that the latest and greatest is necessarily something you want to employ, but I forget the name of this technology. I heard about a new video through Twitter technology that's pretty cool. It's just knowing about those things, because at some point you may find an application for it. And so a lot of what we do is try to stay on top of what's going on and you know, read a lot of what's being published about new technologies that come about. And then I think it's working on real activity from the standpoint of deployment and integration and so forth.
Well, great. Thanks, John. Well, I'm going to wrap up with just a couple of real quick thoughts in terms of the webinar. And one of the big things that we saw, and somebody asked on the webinar about career changes and that experience in both marketing and technology, is there were this year's top five placements in the top digital marketing function. And the winner was that chief marketing technologist. By the way, it was an average salary of between $140,000 and $241,000. So the message is, for those of you that want to get in the game, update those resumes, make sure that you understand what that role looks like, and make sure that, you know, you're applying properly. Now, what they also said in terms of one of the Gartner reports was what the role was. And I thought this was a great outline for those people that say, hey, I need this function. But it was aligning the technology, which both Liz and John talked about with business goals, facilitating projects and communications between marketing and internal IT, choosing the providers, prioritizing funding for marketing technologies, and then, you know, craft technology-enabled digital business tools and looking at those. And I think Liz did a great job at summarizing this, but one of the big messages is that marketing technology isn't going away. And so when you think about it, it's got to become part of your DNA. Now, with that as a backdrop, what I am going to ask everybody to do is, if you've got a minute, take the time to, and if we didn't get to your question, by the way, we will respond to it electronically. The other component I would tell everybody is you know, we'd really appreciate you taking the time to fill out a survey relative to the webinar that you listened to. And last but not least, I would like to thank our sponsors, you know, Canon Solutions America, that brought you this webinar today. And finally, I would love to thank both Liz and John for doing an awesome job of, I think, at least getting your thoughts started on what the heck a marketing technologist is. So thanks to everybody for joining us. Have a great rest of the day. If we didn't get to your questions, we will absolutely respond to them electronically. Thanks, everyone. And again, have a great rest of the day.